This is the Todd Wright Toddcast. It is presented, as always, by Pin Chasers. Anthony Peroni and the Pin Chasers family are celebrating their 60th anniversary in the Tampa Bay area this year with their three locations, 6816 Gale Boulevard, 4847 North Armenia in Tampa, and 5555 West Hillsborough, just east of the Veterans Expressway. As we speak, they are in the midst of their 13th annual Labor Day Marathon, where from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m., you could walk into any of the three Pin Chasers, drop $12, and bowl as much as you can, as long as you can. They've done it every year now for 13 years. Anthony, I hope it went great. I know it didn't look like the weather was going to be right for your event. Turns out it couldn't have been better, because people not only needed something to do to get out of the rain, but most schools are already closed for Tuesday, so I hope it worked out for you and everyone at Pin Chasers. Again, three locations, late night specials 5 nights a week, the Breakfast Bowl special 7 days a week. Terrific idea for birthday parties, office parties, group outings, and proud sponsors of Todd Wright Tour Golf Tournaments. My thanks to Anthony Peroni and Pin Chasers. Visit pinchasers.net. Speaking of Todd Wright Tour Golf Tournaments, let me tell you about Daniel Shipman and Full Torque Fitness. So right around the beginning of 2019, I'm close to selling out my Good versus Evil annual golf tournament on Super Bowl weekend. I get a cold email. Forget if it was an email or a call, from Daniel Shipman. Didn't know who he was. And Daniel said, "Hey, just saw the info on your golf tournament. I'd love to come out. I'm in training, and I'll set up my professional tables, and at least myself and one other person, we will stretch your golfers before they start playing their round." And he said, "No charge at all." And I said, "That sounds great. How often do you do this?" And he told me, he says, "Well, we try to get to as many as 5 tournaments a month, like yours in the Tampa Bay area, to introduce ourselves to people and stretch them for free." So that's how we started. Then Daniel started buying foursomes in Todd Wright Tour Golf Tournaments. Not for himself. He gave them away to his clients who looked to Daniel for improved range of motion, better core strength, better core stability, and reducing pain both on the golf course and off as a result of playing golf. So he introduced me to a bunch of new players, including longtime ABC Action News meteorologist Wayne Shattuck was one of the guys that he introduced me to. And now he's on the Toddcast because Daniel Shipman's business continues to grow. He's going to be moving into a bigger location in Pinellas County in the coming days. And I thank him for his support of Todd Wright Tour Golf Tournaments, for sending me new golfers. And now I want to send those of you who play golf to Daniel so you can stop having lower back pain as a result of playing golf. You can stop being tired so much as a result of playing golf. You can stop feeling that your hips are the reason why the ball isn't traveling with the proper flight and distance that you expect the golf ball to. Daniel offers one-on-one personal training. Also, you have the option of small group individualized training. Daniel is offering to put you through a Titleist Performance Institute screen to find your limitations, build a program, remove those limitations, and get the most out of your golf game. Visit fulltorquefitness.com, fulltorquefitness.com, or call 727-351-5164. And if you play in a Todd Wright Tour golf tournament, we have Todd Wright Tour 21. Coming up at the end of this month at the Eagles Golf Club. If you're in the event, there will be Daniel and perhaps more than Daniel there with tables before golfers go out Introduce yourself. Get stretched out for free. Talk to Daniel during the stretch. Get more information at any Todd Wright Tour Golf Tournament, fulltorquefitness.com. Thanks, Daniel. Thanks, Anthony Peroni. Thanks to all of you. It's our first September Toddcast. We focused the last Toddcast on college football week zero, Florida-Miami. Let's focus this Toddcast week one on two other state of Florida schools. And it's not pretty. Let's start with Friday night and the flop of Charlie Strong and the USF Bulls. You know, Charlie Strong is only coaching the USF Bulls because he failed miserably at the University of Texas, where he was at a Power 5 school with seemingly unlimited resources, unlimited money, its own television network, and nothing. Nothing came of the Charlie Strong era at Texas. And almost as soon as he was dumped by Texas, USF gleefully hired him to bring him home. Ah, isn't that nice, warm, and fuzzy? Started out okay. The first season, USF went 10-2. Now, there were many who thought Charlie's only here until he gets an opportunity again at a Power 5 school, and then he's going to jump. He didn't jump. Now, maybe the opportunity wasn't the right one. Doesn't matter. He stayed. I think Charlie Strong could have used that 10-2 season, where one of the losses was in the undefeated year of UCF at UCF in a very high-scoring game over Thanksgiving weekend, and used that and gone back into the Power 5. He didn't. He stayed. Went out the next year, won his first seven games. USF is 7-0. So in Charlie Strong's first 19 games at USF, he's 17-2. Since then, he's 0-7. And as John Romano even wrote in a Tampa Bay Times column, the Friday night flop, as I call it, to start the 2019 season was worse than the previous six losses of that streak to end last season combined. You know, USF seemed to try to garner as much positive love as they could from aggressive scheduling and announcing these games with Power 5 programs, you know, saying we can compete with them, just as the American Conference pays Vern Lundquist to voice their materials, saying it's not a Power 5, it's a Power 6. Well, USF might want to rethink that philosophy. Because, you know, Wisconsin was the 19th ranked program in the country when they came in on Friday. I know it's preseason rankings, but 19th. They could do whatever they wanted to do. The only thing on USF's side was the weather delaying the start of the game, which might have been a sign of things to come. So what would have happened if USF had played, oh, I don't know, the 15th best team in the country, the 10th best team in the country, the 5th best team in the country, or dare we say someone like Clemson or Alabama? Oh, I'm sorry, they've announced future games with Alabama. Yeah, that might not be such a good idea at this point, based on the way the program is trending and based on how Charlie Strong is trending. Maybe the reduced pressure of expectations with those lesser resources isn't necessarily a good thing for Charlie Strong at USF. Which brings us to Willie Taggart in Florida State. So literally 12 hours after USF starts its 2019 season, reinforcing the fact that they aren't Power 5 material, Florida State starts their next season after, for the first time in many people's lives, they didn't make a bowl game the previous year. The first year of the Willie Taggart era, former USF head coach. A number of Florida State fans have wanted to blame Jimbo Fisher for the 5-win season of 2018. At the same time, saying, Willie Taggart better win. And he better win quickly going forward. All the right things were done and all the right things were said, although FSU aggressively schedules, although they schedule outside the Power Five, albeit they scheduled Boise State. Boise State is the Gonzaga of college football. People respect Gonzaga on the same floor with any major school in college hoop, just as Boise State has earned their respect on the field with any other program, Power Five, in college football. Game was originally scheduled for where the Jaguars play because of Hurricane Dorian. They moved it to Tallahassee, so Florida State's on its home field. They're in its own locker room. There's all this heat and humidity that doesn't exist in Boise, Idaho. And what happens? Some are calling it the worst home loss in Florida State history, which I find interesting because I thought I was at the worst home loss in Florida State history. As a Miami alum, I was there in 87 when Florida State blew a 19-3 lead to Michael Irvin and the Miami Hurricanes. Yes, the Miami Hurricanes, not the U. If you don't know the difference, go back and listen to the last Toddcast. So for Florida State fans to be saying that this blown 18-point lead to Boise is worse than the blown 16-point lead to the Canes is very telling. And Willie Taggart's problems clearly continue. No one's saying Willie Taggart doesn't have a plan. We just question what the plan is. And are there any in-game adjustments that can be made by him and his staff? Because it rarely looks that way. Taggart is now career as a head coach, 6 games under 500. Despite coaching at 2 Power Five schools and 3 Western Kentucky, South Florida, and then Power Five schools with Oregon and Florida State. Career record, 52 and 58. Willie Taggart seems to be stealing money from multiple programs. And why is there this buzz about him? Not only is he 6 games under 500, as a career head coach, he's in his 10th season as a head coach. He's never won a bowl game. Just a bowl game. Any bowl game. Now, he's had teams that have qualified for 4, but in Willie Taggart fashion, he's bailed for a new job before 3 of those bowl games were played. A bowl game at Western Kentucky, a bowl game at USF, and that one bowl game that he took Oregon to as a 7-5 team. None of this is good. And the heat on Willie Taggart is justified. And it's been building for years. Danny Cannell is a former Florida State quarterback. And Danny made national news by saying he's upset about the reaction to the Boise loss and the negative attention on Willie Taggart. And I'm paraphrasing Cannell saying, if you're a Florida State fan, you're either in or you're out. Hey, Danny, who the hell has Taggart been loyal to? For you to question Florida State's fans, and I take my shots at them, but I don't question their frickin' loyalty. I say to Danny Cannell, fuck you, if I'm a Florida State fan. Because he's asking Florida State fans to blindly be loyal to a coach who has shown no loyalty to any program by leaving every previous job he had after they qualified for a bowl game. Western Kentucky, check. USF, check. Oregon, check. Each time for what? The bigger check. The bigger check. The bigger check. Danny Cannell, you might want to rethink that. You know, a lot of people that I worked with at ESPN who worked with you talked about how much they liked you at the beginning and then what a dick you turned into once you got a little airtime. I see what they're talking about now. Danny's on the wrong side of this one. Florida State may be on the wrong side of 500 again with Willie Taggart as their head coach because he's on the wrong side of 500 career as a head coach. Again, the Todd Wright Toddcast is presented by Pin Chasers. Visit pinchasers.net, three locations in the greater Tampa Bay area, and by Full Torque Fitness, fulltorquefitness.com, fulltorquefitness.com. Remember, if you are a golfer, they will put you through a Titleist Performance Institute screen to find your limitations, remove them, and get the most out of your golf game. fulltorquefitness.com. Subscribe to the Toddcast. And we'll talk to you next time. Thanks for listening.